First of all, before we start, the show has been out since 2016. It's been downloaded over 2 million times. I look on Apple Podcasts. I have less than 400 reviews. How the hell is that possible? Go on Apple Podcasts and leave a goddamn review of the show. Now let's get to the business.
Stayolay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. That aggression with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
You listen to the show every day to be the best version of yourself. And every episode here, we talk about locating and activating that inner drive so you can be the best you from within. That's why I'm telling you about my book, The Mirror of Motivation, which I am making available free for a limited time. This is a free physical copy. If you go to mirrorofmotivation.com to claim your free copy of this book while supplies last, you will get the self-guide to self-discipline, over 100 pages of finding that inner drive, locating that discipline that you need to build up your confidence and become the best version of you no matter what your goals are in life. So go to mirrorofmotivation.com and claim your free copy of the self-guide to self-discipline while supplies last. Opportunity is in front of you and you have met it because you are tuned into the show where you activate your discipline to show up day after day to do the work, your confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness that moves you to continue being disciplined and confident even when the success you have expected to achieve as a result of that showing up, of that putting yourself out there, has not yet occurred. And on top of all this, even more, the personal initiative to put all this into action. That go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast, the philosophy, the book known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is learning to speak multiple languages within the language. I'm not talking about Chinese or French or Portuguese or English when I say multiple languages within a language. I mean that within any one of these languages, we could just use English as an example, since I'm an English-speaking person and all you are as well. Understanding that, what I mean is understanding that people communicate in different ways. We all have different styles of communication, even though we are speaking technically the same language. And you must be at the right times and in the right places with the right people. You must be adaptable to getting your points across to people who may not have the same baseline lingo. They may not speak the same dialect of the language as what you are used to using. That's what I'm talking about when I say learn to speak multiple languages within the language. In other words, becoming a more adaptable person, being that person who can change your colors or change your spots based on who you're talking to in the moment. And I'll explain in detail because there are some caveats to that, but I'll explain exactly what I mean as we get into today's topic. So let's get right into it. Point number one, today's topic, once again, is learning to speak multiple languages within a language. This is a question for you. How wide of a range of people are you seeking to reach within your life, in your business, in your career, in your brand? How many people are you trying to reach? Not even how many, but how wide of a range of people are you trying to reach? Do you have one specific audience group that you're speaking only to them all the time? Is there a wider range of people that you need to reach? Are there some people you need to talk to who may not speak the same language or same dialect as what you speak? Are you going to need to make some adjustments when you're talking to them versus when you're talking to person A, B, C, X, Y, and Z? See, if you're talking to the middle-aged white guy who wears a suit every day, lives in the suburbs with 2.5 kids and a dog, they probably speak a different language from the kid in the hood who's never owned a suit and is not sure how or if he will ever leave the hood. Do you have something for both? Do you have something for multiple audiences? Are you only talking to one? Is there an audience that you can completely ignore? Your main message, whatever that main message is, and to whomever your main audience is going to be, it should be directed at that target audience, directed at that target consumer, that dream customer, that avatar, if you will, that target market, whoever it is. Your main message needs to speak directly to them. But then, if you so choose, Be prepared to adjust as needed for when you're speaking to the sub markets. If you have a sub market, maybe you're just going to go directly to that target market, not even concern yourself with the sub markets. This is all up to you. And if you are in marketing or building a brand or building a business, maybe you've already had these conversations internally with your people or had these conversations with yourself. If you haven't, you should be having them so that you understand who you're talking to. And when I say speaking the language of your audience, I don't necessarily mean the slang terms, but I could be meaning the slang terms. I mean, maybe some of the jargon. If you're speaking directly to someone who's in a certain field, you could use the jargon. They'll know exactly what you're talking about. Maybe if you don't use the jargon, they might not take you seriously. They may think you not credible because you're not using the jargon. So it can work both ways. But again, there are so many different exceptions to this and so many different ways that you could look at it. I can't go into detail into all of them. Number one, because I can't tell you about every single industry. And number two, there are just too many of them. We run out of time. So what you need to do, this is my suggestion to you, is figure out who your main audience is. Who exactly are you targeting when you are communicating? And your communication is both verbal and nonverbal. How you present yourself. What are your social media posts look like? How is the wording? How is the spelling? How are you dressed if you have pictures of yourself? What does your voice sound like if you're talking? How do your videos look if you're making video? Understanding who your main audience is, who exactly you're targeting, and who you would want to draw to you based on your language, based on your communication, make sure that your message is targeting that right person. And if the people that you're drawing to you are not those people, maybe you need to change, make some adjustments to how you are communicating. Just like we talked about yesterday's episode, if you don't like the story that has been written so far, the story can be your results. If you don't like the results you've been getting so far, maybe you need to write with a different instrument. Maybe you need to delete everything you've written so far. Maybe you need to understand that you can just reframe what you have. You can have the same thing, just reframe it, present it a different way, even though it's the exact same thing, and you're going to get different results. That actually works. If you try it a time or two, you'll start to see. Do you have something for every audience you're trying to reach? Are you trying to only reach one audience? You need a main message that's directed at your target. Then be prepared to adjust as needed for your sub markets. In sales, they call this being a chameleon. All right, one person comes in, you speak their language. Next person speaks a different language. You got to be able to speak to them. You got to be able to meet people where they are. Meet them on their level. Meet them where they're at energy-wise. Meet them where they're at, I guess we can say intellectually, knowledge-wise. How much they know about a particular industry, how much experience they have, what they're expecting of you. These are all things that you need to know ahead of time. This is the research that you do on the person or people with whom you're trying to communicate. You need to know this stuff before you get into communications with people, before you start building your brand, or before you start writing your book, or before you go into a one-on-one meeting with someone. Do your research and find out who you're talking to. Find out who you're communicating with so that you know what language you need to be speaking to best communicate with that individual. And the great thing about the world that we're in now, almost everyone who you're going to be interacting with, whether it's a group of people or one individual person, they told you everything you need to know about them. All you got to do is go friend them on Facebook or follow their Instagram or watch their videos or listen to their podcast. They're going to tell you everything you need to know about them. So there is no excuse for you to be miscommunicating with people with whom they've given you everything you need to know about how to communicate with them. That's a mistake that just shows you're not paying attention and you should not be taken seriously. Point number two. Today's topic is learning to speak multiple languages within your language. Second point is the more languages you can speak fluently, the more places you can go, the more places you can be accepted, and the more ways and options you give yourself for getting your message across. Now, this could be a good thing for you, and maybe this is something you're not interested in. Maybe you know exactly who your target audience is or your target individual is, and that's all you're focused on. You don't need anything else. You don't need to expand or do anything else, and never will anything ever change. Probably, I would say that's probably not true. All right, there'll probably come a point where you need to change that language a little bit. Because even if you are specific to one language that you're trying to speak to a specific individual, that audience may change. The audience is different now than it was 10 years ago. The audience will be different 10 years from now than it is today, even if it's the exact same audience. So you have to keep up on what they're thinking about, what their challenges are, how they want to be communicated with. These are all. And I know these can be, in the way that I'm speaking here today, I'm not giving you a specific industry or a specific type of person because we're all in different spaces. But understand that these things can change under your feet even if you stay standing in the same spot. The more languages you can speak, meaning the more different types of people you can communicate with clearly, the more places you can go, the more places you can be accepted, the more people will actually listen to you, and the more ways you have getting your message across. On this podcast, for example, I have people who are in their 60s listening to this. I have parents listening to this. We got students, athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, business professionals. We got undecideds, people who are not quite sure what they're going to do or where they're going to go, but they're listening to this hoping to find that spark or at least to keep themselves going mentally while they figure it out. That's being able to speak different languages to different people, even though I'm speaking kind of the exact same way every single day. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. But learning these languages, however many languages you have, and I don't mean like actual languages like French, Spanish, you know, English and Italian. I mean, being able to speak different dialects, being able to talk about different subjects, being able to touch on certain pieces of jargon, knowing certain pieces of news, having certain information, having certain experiences. All of this goes into your language. For example, someone walked up to me and started talking about the finer points of running a pick and roll offense. I could talk to them about that. I can speak that language because I have the experience of playing basketball. Someone wanted to talk to me about writing books and self-publishing. I can talk that language because I have the experience of doing it. Or about podcasting, I have that experience. Or about traveling the world, I have that experience. I've been places. Someone wanted to talk to me about Philadelphia, I have that. Or Miami, I have that. And there are certain places and things and experiences and industries in which I don't speak that language. So I might not be able to get so far with that individual, but I know some language tricks that can help me talk to those people. One of them is questions. I'll give you that one right there. You're talking to someone who speaks a language that you don't quite understand. Don't try to pretend that you know it when you don't, because they'll see right through you. But if you ask questions, then you can start to learn. If you know the language of question asking, and you know the language of listening, those two languages right there are universal. Because with the question asking language, you allow every human being to do what they love to do best, which is talk about themselves. I hope you heard what I just said. And with the second language of listening, then you actually hear what they said. You're actively listening to what they said. You can learn a whole lot about what they do, why they do it, and who they are if you have that second language of listening. Now, some people have a great language of question asking, but they're terrible at the listening part. You know anyone who fits that description? And there are some people who are pretty bad at both. Usually those who are great at listening are great at question asking. Usually they go hand in hand. I don't know a lot of people who listen well, but they don't ask questions well. I don't know too many people in that category. Most people who can do the second one can do the first one. But those two languages right there work anywhere you go, anywhere in the world, no matter who you're dealing with. If you know absolutely nothing, as long as you know how to ask questions and listen, you can learn something. So now you won't know nothing anymore. But you must be willing to utilize those languages. And if you don't have those languages, then you need to start learning them. You need to start learning them quick. I just told you yesterday about my book, Ask Yourself a Better Question. Today, I'll tell you about the leadership bundle, where you'll get my books on people skills, on conversation, and on clearing your mind of the worry and the mental cobwebs that get in your way of actually listening. That's a three book bundle. You can get it, the leadership bundle. That's workonmygame.com/LB for leadership bundle. But again, the second point here is the more languages you can speak fluently, the more places you can go, be accepted, and get your message across. There are two universal languages that work anywhere. Question asking is the first one, and the second one is listening. They usually, if you can listen, you can ask questions. Some people ask questions, but they don't listen. So then they end up asking the same question over and over again because they never heard the first answer because they weren't listening. But the more languages you can speak, especially these two universal ones, the more versatile your life will be. Point number three. Actually, I didn't finish on point number two. In other words, learning new languages expands your reach and expands the reach of your message. If you want to reach, let's say, a million people, for example, then you better learn to speak to a million people. You're going to need some different languages and maybe use some different terms and maybe use some different nonverbal communications. And however you're deciding to communicate, then you did when you were trying to reach 1,000 people or when you're trying to reach 100 or when you were talking to one individual. So you got to learn how to speak that wider language if you're trying to reach a wider group. If you're trying to reach a group that's different from what you've been talking to, then you're probably going to need some different communication from what you've had. Because if your original communication worked to reach that group, then they would have been listening to you the first time. So take all of that into account as we move on to point number three. Today's topic is learning to speak the language within the language. I've had people say to me, in the past. This has happened more than once. Hey, people say to me, "No, Dre, the content is great of your podcast or something that you wrote or something that they watched on YouTube, for example." But I remember a guy said to me once, "I can't watch your videos at work, Dre, because you're wearing a tank top or a t-shirt and you had a hat on instead of wearing like some business casual clothes or wearing a suit. So if somebody was to walk past my desk and look over my shoulder and see me looking at you, they would know that I wasn't looking at anything that was work related. So, you know, I can't really watch your videos the way that I want to." And they were expressing this to me. I don't know exactly why. I don't know if he was venting, complaining, bitching about it, or he was actually trying to influence me to change my attire. If you're watching this on video, you know that that didn't work because it was years ago this person said. I had another person say to me, "Dre, you know, I love your material, but, you know, I can't play this for my kids, or I can't play this at school in the classroom, or I can't show this to the mentoring group that I'm ahead of because you're using profanity in the video." Adjusting to fit an audience. Here's what I need you to understand. Because both of these people were telling me the exact same thing, is that they liked the material within my speech, if you will, but they didn't like the dialect that I was speaking. There were some words in that dialect that they just couldn't stomach me using, either because they didn't want the people in their groups to hear it, or they didn't like to hear it, or whatever it happens to be. Now, here's what you need to understand. You adjusting to fit an audience, adjusting your language to fit an audience as your core strategy does not work. Now, adjusting your language to fit an audience as a temporary tactic works. You shouldn't use it as your core strategy, though. So in other words, can I make a temporary adjustment to my language in order to fit an audience? Yes. I can wear a tank top when I'm recording the Work On Your Game podcast, but can I put on a button-up shirt or a business suit if I'm going to do a keynote, or if I'm going to do, a TED Talk or something like that? Yes, I can, and I have several times. Can I not curse if I'm speaking on a certain stage where that's not a thing that they want, or it will be frowned upon, or I don't see anyone else doing it, so I'm not going to try to break the mold and do it myself? Yes, and I have several times. But at the same time, when I'm speaking to my core audience, when I'm speaking to the people who are already bought in, not the people who bought in temporarily for this one speech or for this one TED Talk or for this one consultation or whatever it happens to be. When I'm speaking to the core audience, people who listen to this podcast, I'm giving you my normal language. I'm giving you my normal dialect. This is my normal form of communication, verbal and nonverbal. It's not the program for me to not curse. It's not the program for me to wear a suit, so I'm not doing it. That's not the program that I'm in. That's not the language that I choose to speak. I could choose to speak that language if I wanted to, and there would be some turnover in my audience if I did so. Some of you wouldn't relate to it anymore. Some of you wouldn't understand that language anymore if I changed it that way. And some of you may say, "Well, it doesn't matter. I'm in either way." Well, that's great, but not everybody would be. And that's fine, too, because everything ain't for everybody. But you need to understand, you as the person who's doing the communicating, not the listener, but the one who's doing the speaking, the one who's doing the broadcasting, the writing, the publishing, whatever it happens to be. You need to know what your core language is. What language are you going to speak? To whom are you speaking? And are you OK with the fact that some people are not going to want to hear it because they just don't like that language? That's another thing you need to get. I talked about this in the episode about Donald Trump. He's willing to polarize people. He's willing to speak a certain language that he knows some people are not going to like, but he also knows a whole bunch of people are going to like. The challenge that many people have is that they don't want to piss anybody off. They don't want to make anybody mad. They don't want anybody not liking them. They don't want anyone going against them. They don't want to have anyone out there feeling anything negative towards them for any reason. So this is what most people do. They try to stay in the middle. Like, they try to be liked by everybody. They try to be accepted by everybody. They try to not do anything that anyone could possibly have a problem with. And it's possible. That can be done. That is attainable for any one of us to stay in the middle, not say anything that anyone would not possibly like, dress in a certain way that everyone would accept, never use any language that anyone could object to. That's possible for any of us to do that. And I would bet that there's a handful of people listening to this right now who probably do this already. You're succeeding at doing this. At not pissing anybody off, staying right in the middle, staying perfectly neutral. But here's the problem. Nobody gives a fuck about that person. I mean, your mom and your dad do, and your kids and, you know, your significant others and maybe a couple of your close friends. A couple of them, not all of them, but a couple of your close friends do care about you. But most people don't give a fuck about somebody who's not able to tap into their emotions. And you know what taps into people's emotions? Like very few other things. Is when they know they're part of a group that a whole bunch of other people have chosen to not be a part of or can't get into even if they wanted to. We like that us versus them dynamic. All humans, we love it. Why we love it? Because it's exclusive. We're a group that these people out here, everyone who's not in this group, doesn't want to be in this group, or they can't be in this group, or they don't understand why we're in this group. And that's what we love about being in the group. That's the best thing about the group, is that everybody can't get in it, or that there's something about it that causes other people to not want to be in it, but we want to be in it for the exact same reason. Are you willing to polarize with your language? If you're not, listen, you can still have a good career or a good business and be fine and be nice and neutral and just no total line your entire life and tiptoe through your business life in order to arrive safely at business death. You can do that, or branding death, or whatever you want to call it. But if you're willing to polarize, I guarantee that whoever's in, whatever number of people decide to be in, they will be in forever, as long as you stay consistent with whatever it is that caused them to polarize in the first place. Now go back and listen to the Trump episode if you want to learn more about that. So can you make temporary adjustments to your language? Of course you can. Everyone does. We all make temporary adjustments to how we communicate based on the circumstance, based on the situation, based on the audience that we're talking to. But you need to know what your core communication is going to be. And don't adjust your core communication just because one person or 10 people or 1,000 people said that they don't like it. It's good that they don't like it, because the people who do like it, they're going to be in even further when they know that there are people who don't like it. So when someone tells you that they don't like your core language communication, you should make sure you let everybody who does like it, let them know that there are people who don't like it, because that's going to make them say even more, I'm glad I do. I'm glad I'm in this, because now I know I'm part of something that not everybody is. And that's just our wiring as human beings that makes us even more that embeds us even deeper into what we're into when we know that everybody else ain't in it. Anyone who can't hear me or listen to me, or they can't stomach the profanity, they can't take seeing this guy with a tank top and a hat on and the tattoos, they just don't need the material, and that's fine. I mean, they do need the material, but they don't, if you understand what I'm saying. Maybe they need it, but they don't want it. They just can't take it this way, and that's all right. It ain't for everybody. How many times have you heard me say that right here on this podcast? This show is not for everybody. It's not supposed to be for everybody. So maybe every now and then I'll sprinkle in a cuss word just to make sure the people who can't hear it stop listening, because it ain't supposed to be for everybody. I'm not trying to appeal to everyone, and you shouldn't be trying to appeal to everyone either. But understand that there are times you can change your dialect, change your language as necessary, but your core language needs to be consistent, so the people who buy into you know what they're going to get every time they turn on that podcast app or that video, or they open that book, or they read that email. Let's recap today's topic, which is learn to speak multiple languages within a language. Now, I'm not talking French, Chinese, Portuguese, and English. I mean, within any language that you speak, you got to be able to communicate with people in different ways and just tactically in life. It doesn't have to be for building a brand or running a business or being an influencer or having a podcast. Just in life, there are times where you need to kind of change the way that you're talking based on who you're talking to, just to make sure your point gets across to that individual. Point number one, how wide of a range of people are you seeking to reach? And this could be overall in life, and this could also be situation by situation. You may be walking into a room with 30 people in there, and they're all possible investors in your business. You're trying to reach all of those people, then you better know some core language keys that every one of them speaks, and you better make sure you're using it. Otherwise, your message is going to go over their heads or under their heads, and you're not going to get the funding that you need for your business. So how wide of a range of people are you seeking to reach right now, today, and maybe overall in your business and in your life? Are you trying to reach the guy who wears a suit every day and lives in the suburbs, or the guy in the hood who never wears a suit and would never put one on? You got to know who you're talking to and have something for any audience that you're speaking to. Your main message needs to be directed at that target. You need to know who your main target audience is. Then be prepared to adjust as needed for any submarkets or any unforeseen circumstances. In sales, we call this being a chameleon, changing your stripes, changing your colors based on who you're talking to. But you need to know who you're talking to. This is research that you need to be doing ahead of time before you get in front of a person. Point number two, the more languages you can speak fluently, the more places you can go, the more places you can be accepted, and the more ways in which you can get your message across. If you want to reach a whole lot of people, you're going to have to speak a different language than when you were only reaching a few people. And there are two languages that are universal that apply all the time. One of them is listening. Actually, the first one is asking questions. The second one is listening. If you're not good at listening, get good at it. Because if you're good at listening, you can learn a whole lot. You can learn it very quickly, even if you knew nothing before you started listening. But you got to get good at the skill of listening. A lot of people are good at hearing. Very few people are good at listening. And point number three, fat people say to me, Dre, I like your content, but because of the way that you were presented visually, I can't watch this at work. Or I like what you're talking about, but I don't like the fact that you're using profanity. Understand this. There are times when I can change my clothes, and there are times where I cannot use profanity, and I can be conscious of the fact that I'm not doing it. But my core language, my core communication, what you see if you follow me on social media, what you see if you listen to this podcast consistently, that core communication is not changing, at least not now. Maybe it'll change in the future, but it's not changing today. Adjusting to fit an audience as your core strategy does not work. Now, if you need to adjust to fit an audience temporarily, like I do when I step on a stage for a keynote, or if I'm being interviewed on somebody else's show and I'm not sure they use profanity, I don't hear them use it, I won't use it. Or if I'm doing a TED talk, then I won't use it in that specific case for that 18 minutes. I can make that temporary adjustment. But when I'm speaking to my core audience, I'm giving me as I normally am, I'm not changing that. That's what the program is going to be. Anyone who cannot hear me through that, they just don't need it. Or maybe they need it, but they don't want it. And that's fine. And the more people who need something but don't want it, or they know about a group but they choose not to be in it, that makes it that much more valuable for the people who do choose to be in it. The question is, are you willing through your language to polarize people? Donald Trump did it. Howard Stern does it. Wendy Williams does it. A whole lot of people who build brands, a whole lot of people who have built an audience, a following, whether it's through a brand, through a business, through just being whoever they are, they speak a certain language that certain people don't like, whether, again, verbal or nonverbal communication. There are certain languages that they are speaking based on their presentation, based on their communication, that has pushed some people away. And the people who get pushed away make it that much more valuable for the people who are magnetized in. Marinate on that. And while you're thinking about that, I want you to take a look at the ASAP confidence course. This is all about building that confidence that does not expire, the confidence that will move you to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, as I talk about every single day in the introduction to this show. It's a 30-day course that will build your confidence, and that confidence is not breaking. It's a shiny sheen that goes on top of you, and it won't come off when it rains. Go to workonmygame.com/ASAP. That's workonmygame.com/ASAP. For the ASAP Confidence Course. Work on your game. Dre all day. There are a lot of episodes in the back catalog of this podcast that I reference all the time. And finally, we have workonyourgamepodcast.com. Go there. You can get access to the archive of the show, all the publicly available episodes, and some bonuses that I'm going to give you that I'm not even going to tell you about right here. And a whole bunch of cool stuff that is coming very soon. So you better be there before the cool stuff comes, or your ass might miss it. Work on your game podcast.com. Go there ASAP.